Yeah, it's crystal ball. I'm hoping it's going to tell me what's going to happen over the next few games. But no, delighted to get it. You know, credit obviously to the players as well. They've had a massive part to play in it. But yeah, I'm absolutely delighted.
Clearly it's for the Chesterfield performance and result, but had that been coming for a while?
Yeah, like I said, I think we've performed very well against, you know, teams that are up and around the top six or seven in recent weeks, and we've shown that we are capable of getting results, and I think that that's just stemmed into us performing very well against a good Chesterfield side.
When you look back, was there a kind of turning point in the season? Because you had a bit of an up and roller coaster start, didn't you?
Yeah, like I just said there, me and Holti were sat there after being 3-0 down at half time at Northampton, thinking, you know, what's going to happen next? Let's go back to our normal jobs. And we turned the game around and ended up winning 4-3. And then it's really just been non-stop from there. The media attention because of the physio side of it and everything that's come with it. And now the results have helped us. You know, it's been great for me personally and obviously the football club. Hopefully we're still not finished yet. We've got to make sure that we get enough points to keep us in the league.
Initially, of course, you were in as a caretaker manager, I think, for two or three games or so.
Yeah.
Then that was extended to Christmas, then to the end of the season. Are you acquiring a taste for it?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's obviously been a massive roller coaster ride for everyone concerned at the club, the chairman, the vice chairman, everybody. You know, we lost Matty Mansett, Lenny in a space of two or three days, and then we've just taken that. Then we come in and we get a 3-point deduction. We've taken that, responded very well, and now we go into the next five games looking to get results to make sure that we get safe. And, you know, when we look back over the course of this season, a fourth round FA Cup run, a six-figure fee for a player, staying in the league, everything that's gone with it, you know, you have to look back and go, we've done a great job, myself, Holti, and obviously the players.
And you had to cope with the loss of Matthew Mansay and of course Lenny Lawrence, who was here as your sort of assistant really in about a week.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was in the space of about 3 days. But that happens. And what we've done is myself and Holti, and he takes a big credit because he keeps me going and, you know, he picks me up and I need that sometimes, especially being a young manager. And, you know, he takes a big bit of credit for that. And obviously the players, I mean, they've never moaned once. They've got on with it, they've known the job in hand, and they've got to take a big part of it as well. You know, myself and Holti plus them, we've worked together and stayed together as a group all season, and you know, credit to everyone who's been involved in that.
I assume you're talking to the board with a view to next season, or at least those talks could happen any time. Is there a part of you that thinks, well, you know, given what's happened this season so far, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so to speak, and if you can ride out this season?
Of course. We're going to go into next season, and the big test for me is going to be recruiting players. We've built a squad together here that's competitive, and we are a top seven team. You know, results have proved that since Christmas. So if we can maintain that, you know, belief in that willingness to do it in the spirit that we have here, then of course we've got a chance. But it's going to be very tough again because you've got big clubs coming down from the divisions, and you've got other clubs like Crawley coming into it next year. But we're still not in it yet. We've got to make sure that we're still in it.
Final point, so it's going to look very nice on the mantelpiece, almost really for bookends. You could really do with another one.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully, yeah. Let's get maybe Shrewsbury would be quite a nice one, wouldn't it? against Graham in the Shrewsbury lot. But no, it's great to get an achievement like that for myself and obviously the club. And hopefully we can get some of those old dusty trophies off the cabinet and put a nice brand new one on there.
Well done. And congratulations.
Thank you. Cheers.